Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Boy, Tom Brady did it again. He wins his seventh Super Bowl title. That is more than any other NFL organization. As the Patriots as an organization and the Steelers as an organization have won six Super Bowls, the Cowboys have won five Super Bowls, Tom Brady has won seven Super Bowls. And he's coming back next year. And what's interesting is one of the quarterbacks the Saints are banking on, at least right now, for next year, is Jameis Winston. This is the team that Jameis Winston couldn't make the playoffs with. This is the same team Tampa had a little bit more. Leonard Fournette, New Orleans native. He lived under a bridge with his mother during Hurricane Katrina for a little while. He got himself a Super Bowl ring. He was added to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after Jameis Winston left. But absolutely incredible work. Tom Brady has more championships than Michael Jordan now. And Tom Brady played well yesterday. And Patrick Mahomes, who's the best quarterback going today, played like a child. Tampa's defense and Tom Brady were incredible. Who's to say Tom Brady won't win it again next year and the year after? Did he look like he was slowing down at all? See, Drew Brees looked like he was slowing down these last few games. Whether it was his rotator cuff and the fact that he couldn't throw the ball more than 10 or 15 yards down the field. But Tom Brady didn't look like that at all. He was something else, and that Tampa defense was something else. And the old man showed the kid, I'm not done yet. And I mean, could you even imagine seeing any other NFL quarterback come close to doing what Tom Brady has done? 7 out of 10 Super Bowls. Think about that. He's been to 10 Super Bowls. He's won 7 of them.
So he's won 70% of the Super Bowls that he's been in.
And there was another 4 years, Coleman, I believe, that he lost in the AFC Championship game. Either 3 or 4 years he lost in the AFC Championship game. So that's 13 or 14 years he made it to the Final Four. I know he's played 20 years. One of those years, though, he blew out his knee, and he wasn't able to play. So you start looking at the numbers, the things that he did. I mean, it's unbelievable that the New England Patriots even let him leave. It's unbelievable. They should have done whatever he wanted. I don't think it was financial, but they didn't have many players left on offense. And he's looking around, and he's looking at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year after he played for the Patriots last year and didn't win. And he's looking at the Buccaneers wide receivers saying to himself, they've got three wide receivers who are better than any one wide receiver I have in New England. They got Fournette, but that defense, holy mackerel.
You know, we was talking about the age difference between Brady and Mahomes, how Brady, the old man, showed the kid what's what. But it seems like the entire Tampa Bay team acted like adults. I guess they're just an older team in general with Gronk and AB. Like, they're just adults playing against a young team, Kansas City, who seems still kind of getting their bearings, even though they're a great team. But it's overall, it just seems like the whole game to me was adults playing high school kids. That's what it seemed like.
But those high school kids, Coleman, won the Super Bowl last year.
That's true. That's true. But this time, wow.
Yeah, Antonio Brown didn't do too much, but how about Gronkowski? Gronk. Yeah. Brady hits him twice for a touchdown, and that broke the record of the most touchdown hookups between a quarterback and any receiver, even though Gronk isn't a wide receiver. He's a tight end.
And a tandem touchdown.
Yeah, when he hit him the first time, that broke the record for the most postseason hookups between a quarterback and a receiver. That's Brady and Gronkowski.
Now, even though Brady dominated the Super Bowl game, was it a Super Bowl caliber game? I mean, it wasn't a shootout. It was just a blowout. It was a dominant.
The game was over at halftime, as Brady did exactly what he did in the Super Bowl that he did 2 weeks before in the NFC Championship game, scoring a touchdown at the very end of the first half when it looked like half was over. But both Green Bay and Kansas City let Brady score a touchdown at the very end of the first half, which ended the game. The game was over at halftime. That was that. And who's to say he's not going to do it again next year? Tampa brings back that defense. Tampa brings back Brady. Saints don't have a chance in hell next year compared to what Tampa Bay's looking at next year. With that defense and Brady coming back, who's going to play quarterback for the Saints next year? I mean, Brees is definitely retiring. There's no doubt about that. He made a move over the weekend where Drew Brees agreed to drop his salary for next season from the $25 million he's under contract to make. Remember, he's got one more year left. But he's taken $24 million off of that. And in a move that shows you he is going to retire, he said, okay, Saints organization, my salary cap hit next year will only be $1 million. I mean, the Saints are so far over the salary cap as it is. That's going to save them $24 million. The Saints are reportedly anywhere from $95 to $100 million over the salary cap. That's why they have to release Jared Cook, the tight end. They have to release Thomas Morstead, the punter. And there's a few other guys that they have to release in order to get under that salary cap. And again, the salary cap is what makes the NFL the most competitive sport out of all of our sports. Baseball doesn't have a salary cap, but I think the basketball does, and nobody cares about hockey anyway.
This text says, Breeze is still 100% in Super Bowl wins.
What, one for one?
Yeah.
I mean that's sad now. That's a sad text, Texter. That's sad. Mm. When Tom Brady has won 7 out of 10 Super Bowls, and he's made it to another either 3 or 4 NFC championship games. I mean, think about that. He's made it to not only the Super Bowl 10 times, he's made it to the AFC championship game, the Final Four, at least another 3 or 4 times. That's 14 years out of his career. Again, 1 year he didn't play because he blew out his knee. That's 15 years. We're never, ever, not only going to see this again, we're never going to see anybody come close to doing this again.
How many years has Mahomes been in the league?
Three.
And he's already been to the Super Bowl.
Three or four.
And he's already been to the Super Bowl twice?
Yeah.
In the 4 years.
That Mahomes, three or four. And he's already been twice.
Hmm.
Tony Romo said it at the end of the game last night when he said, you know, if Mahomes won yesterday and that got him two and Brady was still on six, that looks very doable for Mahomes. Another four to get to where Brady is. But Brady beat him yesterday. So instead of being down 6-2, he's down 7-1.
Yeah, that's gonna be an uphill mountain to climb right there.
But if anybody could do it, you're looking around at the quarterbacks. He's the only one playing. The kid for Buffalo looks really good. The quarterback there, with Josh Allen.
It seems like early on in the game, Mahomes was the only playmaker. You know, he was the only one running for first downs. He was the only one running. Like, he seems like he was the entire team that first quarter of the game. Talking about Mahomes. You know?
Yeah, Tampa Bay took Kansas City's receivers completely out of the game. Took them out of the game.
Well, how about the halftime show?
That was awful.
I know.
The Weeknd. Nice lip syncing. Nice. Is that a band? The hell is that? Come out there and lip sync to pre-recorded music?
You know, I was
that's what you're doing now?
I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt because we are in this whole COVID deal, and it's not too much you can get away with a can do.
Whatever, but they probably, who would they have had if they didn't have COVID? Where's AC/DC? They got a new album out. Let them come out and play.
I was expecting some surprise guests too, but there was no surprise guests. It was just the Weeknd lip syncing for a little while, then that was it. He just left.
It was horrible. It sucked. What are they going to plan on doing next year? What top 40 act are they going to plan on throwing on? I mean, other people talk about Prince being the greatest halftime show, and at least Prince played the guitar, played his, some of his songs. I don't know what the hell you could call what we saw yesterday.
I think Janet Jackson was my favorite Super Bowl performance.
Well, just because you saw boobs.
Yeah, that's the obvious reason. So, considering the halftime show and considering that the Tampa Bay just blew out Kansas City, is it safe to say this was probably the most underwhelming Super Bowl of all time? I mean, it didn't live up to the hype. It was just Brady dominating with a weak-ass halftime show. It was one-sided. It was slided, you know?
Yeah, Tampa, they came out ready to play. Kansas City was dominated. They weren't ready to play. And they got whooped. And again, in the NFC South, who cares if the Saints whoop the Tampa Bay Buccaneers twice during the regular season? Once playoff time comes, Tom Brady, he's not letting anybody beat him. Not happening. And why would anything change next year?
Charles says Brady didn't beat Mahomes. He schooled him.
Yeah, he did. Absolutely. Good text. All right, coming up next on the show. Friday, after our show ended, Letaxa Cantrell, our mayor here in New Orleans, basically shut down Mardi Gras. Shut down everything for Mardi Gras. Her code enforcement people were out this past weekend, shut down four bars. Wait till you hear a couple of these stories coming up on the show. Some people thought she went a little bit too far. Oh, no, Letaxa, you tax cheat. Way to shut down Bourbon Street. Way to shut down Frenchman Street. Way to shut down under the Claiborne Avenue Bridge. Stay tuned for what happened this past weekend. Four bars got shut down. Couple of these stories or something. That's next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. And yeah, it wasn't a very exciting Super Bowl yesterday with Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers walloping the Kansas City Chiefs. And Brady wins his 7th Super Bowl. He now has more Super Bowls than any NFL team. He has more championships than Michael Jordan. And he's coming back next year to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And what's incredible is, you know, he's, 43 now? 43 years old? He can barely move. Yet every time he drops back to pass, boy, he gets rid of the ball within 2 seconds. And the Kansas City Chiefs defense were not able to handle him. And between Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay defense, they were both incredible. And Saints fans, we got to deal with that another year. Even if we whoop them twice during the regular season like the Saints did in the playoffs, he's different. He's incredible. And Tampa's defense needs to be saluted for completely shutting down Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday. The halftime show, I was not impressed at all with the Weeknd. That was, at best, a karaoke act, you know, and at worst, doing a lot of lip syncing to pre-recorded music and just not impressed at all. And we'll talk more about that later in the show.
Okay.
Because I wanted to bring this up. Because after we left on Friday morning, not long after we left, the tax cheat mayor of the city of New Orleans, Letaxa Cantrell, basically shut down much of the city for this upcoming Mardi Gras weekend and Mardi Gras Day. As she said that on Frenchman Street, on Bourbon Street, and underneath the Claiborne Avenue overpass, it's going to be shut down. She's not letting any bars sell alcohol. Even the bars that are open because they are allowed to, they serve food. She's not letting those bars open up this coming weekend or for Mardi Gras Day. And she just does not want any crowds to gather anywhere. And so shutting down, even package stores aren't allowed to sell liquor in the French Quarter. She is shutting everything down. And she started this past weekend, because on Friday night, the same night that she made the announcement during the day, she shut down, well, the city of New Orleans shut down four bars. A couple in my neighborhood where I live in the Warehouse District. What was interesting is they came in and they shut down the district, that bar, the district. Shut that bar down in the Warehouse District. And then so many of those people, after they got thrown out of that bar, they just walked down the street and took a left onto South Peters Street, and they walked into the Red Eye Grill. And then a few minutes after the district was shut down, the Red Eye Grill was shut down. I guess so many people who left the district after they were thrown out, they just walked out of that bar. They walked down the street, Chapatula Street, and they took a left and then went on to South Peters Street into the Red Eye Grill. And then a few minutes after they shut down the district, they basically followed those people
right
into the Red Eye Grill and shut down the Red Eye Grill, because a lot of the crowd in there, they weren't wearing masks in the district, and then they weren't wearing masks in the Red Eye Grill.
I don't know. I think the Red Eye Grill has an argument to make. They can say, look, we weren't expecting this many people, but after you shut down a district, that kind of made them come to the Red Eye. We wouldn't expecting that. It's kind of the city's fault that all of those people that you just kicked out of one place went into another place.
Well, the Red Eye Grill did say that. The owner said that in published reports.
Okay.
City didn't care.
That's crazy.
City didn't care. So So Coleman, your annual Mardi Gras plans, it looks like they're going to have to change, because if nobody on Bourbon Street is selling alcohol,
right,
and they have checkpoints on Bourbon Street with New Orleans police, I don't think you're going to be seeing the boobage that you normally see on Bourbon Street on Mardi Gras Day.
Well, one of the conditions they say is that they're going to shut down pedestrian traffic after 7 p.m. at night, meaning nobody can walk the streets of Bourbon Street after 7. So during that day, yeah, there may not be any bars being open. They may have checkpoints on Bourbon, but it's still safe to walk up and down Bourbon Street as far as I know. So you don't need to necessarily have alcohol to flash your boobs.
Well, it helps.
It does help. Don't get me wrong, but
if you're listening right now, do you agree with what our mayor, Lataxa Cantrell, did? Or do you think she could have been more surgical instead of being more whopping? And she could have said, look, we'll be out. We'll be looking for people wearing masks. Or do you think that would have just been too difficult if she didn't do what she did, that so many people would have shown up anyways on Bourbon Street, not just Mardi Gras Day, but the night before, the day before, the night before that, the day before that, the night before that, the day before that, and the night before that, and the day before that.
It's funny, the divide. You see, when
text us at 504 260-9595. I thought this was a bit much because the bar owners and the restaurant owners, they're already so hurting. But she's not even letting, not only letting them not open, but they can't sell to-go drinks like they were selling before. Can't do any of that. Text us. Do you agree with what she did? Or do you think what she did was a bit much? That's how I feel. I thought it was a bit much.
But there's a divide. If you look, when I saw the announcement on Facebook where they made the announcement, these are the conditions, these bars would be closed, no to-go drinks, nobody under the overpass, no pedestrian traffic at some. The Facebook comments were either 100% against it or 100%.
Yeah.
For it. There was no one in the middle saying, like, well, I could kind of see this point, but I agree. It was either, yeah, she's doing the right thing. We got to keep tourists out. We got to keep people out, be safe. And there's other people like, dude, you're destroying the economy of the city. And there was no in-between. I didn't see anybody in-between kind of like, well, I can kind of see her point, but she should have did this, or maybe she should have didn't. It was either 100% for it or 100% against it.
11 months into coronavirus pandemic, and our mayor has shut down much of the city, at least Bourbon Street, Frenchman Street, shut it down. And she doesn't want... Now, not that long ago, didn't she say in a press conference, we want people to come to New Orleans for Mardi Gras, but just make sure you wear your mask, you socially distance. But she did a 180 on that, as she just shut down the biggest part of the city in the city's biggest time of the year. She shut it down. Flat out shut it down. Text us, do you agree with what she did? Or do you think it was a little much? I thought it was a bit much. I mean, we're living in a city where still, if you're under the age of 70 years old, the odds are better that you are going to die from being shot with a gun than you will die from coronavirus. That's what the odds tell us. As we have had about 700 people who live in the city of New Orleans die from coronavirus. Yet, she's shutting it down. Text us. Please don't text while you're driving. Keep it short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. 95.7 New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7 New Orleans only classic rock station. For winning the Super Bowl, each member of the Kansas City Chiefs, For winning the Super Bowl, each member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got $130,000 and a Super Bowl ring, while each member of the Kansas City Chiefs got $65,000 and a participation trophy. They got something. And Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. If you're just joining us, we were talking about how the tax cheat mayor of New Orleans, Letaxa Cantrell, shut so much down here in the city for the upcoming Mardi Gras weekend. Basically shut down Bourbon Street, shut down Frenchman Street, shut down underneath the Claiborne Avenue overpass, and she's not letting anybody sell alcohol. Not just bars and bars who sell food as well. They can't sell alcohol. No to-go drinks. No package stores can sell alcohol because she doesn't want a lot of people gathering because she doesn't want coronavirus spreading. So even though not that long ago, when in a press conference, she said she still wants people to come to New Orleans for Mardi Gras, but she wants them to wear masks and socially distance, she did a 180 on that. She doesn't want anybody on Bourbon Street. She doesn't want anybody on Decatur Street. She doesn't want anybody on Frenchman Street. She doesn't want anybody gathering. And some people agree with her. Others say that she went a little bit too far. That's how I feel. But really, did you have to shut everybody down? And this past weekend, she made that announcement on Friday after our show ended. That's when she said, we're shutting her down. Then this past Friday night, the city of New Orleans shut down four bars because there were too many people in the bars. They weren't wearing masks. They weren't social distancing. One of the bars they shut down was District. It was a bar here in the Warehouse District in the city. And when everybody left that bar, they all walked down the street to another bar, the Red Eye Grill. And they all walked into there. And then 10 minutes after District was shut down, they went and they shut down the Red Eye Grill as well. Two other bars were shut down here in the city this past Friday night as well. And I asked you to text us. Did you agree with what Lataxa Cantrell did? Or do you think like I did? I think she went a little bit too far. She could have used a more surgical approach instead of a hammer and just shutting everything down and whacking everybody. I just feel so bad for so many of the business owners who have been getting the screws now for 11 months and just continue to turn those screws in harder.
Matt says, I'm so glad that NOLA's crime rate is so low that the NOPD has time to set up checkpoints to harass law-abiding citizens.
Matt, you know, that's the other thing that we've talked about on this show. People are still getting shot every day in this city. The carjackings are still through the roof in this city. And as I've said a couple of times on the show, we've had 700 New Orleanians die. 700 people who live in New Orleans have died of coronavirus so far, 11 months in. And if you look at those numbers, that means that if you're under the age of 70 years old in New Orleans, your chances are greater of dying being shot with a gun than they are of dying of coronavirus.
Mike from Slidell says, when did we stop becoming a free country? If you're a grown-ass adult and you want to get a drink and you know the risks and you're willing to take them, why should you be punished for that? And why should businesses be punished for that?
Well, as the mayor would tell you, because New Orleanians are dying. 700 of them so far. A little over 700 New Orleanians have died of coronavirus.
I think they said this is a national emergency. So they get to take liberties that they can't take in a regular day. Mo says, Ray Nagin is thinking, y'all miss me now?
Yeah.
David says, cities are opening all over America. In NOLA, Mini-Napoleon hasn't finished killing businesses yet. I guess power is hard to relinquish once you get it.
Yeah, things are opening up everywhere.
Now, when it comes to the hotels and her saying that, people should come in for the carnival, this texter says, she made the first statement so out-of-towners can book hotel reservations so she could get money off the tax revenue. And then she made the second statement so people would cancel, but they would lose their deposit.
You think that's why she did it? If you're just joining us, I had mentioned how not that long ago in a press conference, she said she wants people to come to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. She, even though we're not having the parades, she said she wanted people to come to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. Just wear your masks and socially distance. But not long after she said that, this past Friday, she just shut everything down. She shut down Bourbon Street. She shut down Frenchman Street. And she's not letting any of the bars open. She's not letting any package stores sell liquor. Boy, oh boy. It doesn't sound like America, does it?
The taxes should have canceled Mardi Gras last year and the COVID wouldn't have been as bad, but she wanted the money for New Orleans. I don't know. She went on a national news thing after that saying had she known how bad the COVID was, she would have canceled Mardi Gras last year.
She said she would have. She blamed Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said she would have canceled Mardi Gras if she knew how bad it was. So She got to cancel it this year.
Let's see if we got a new text. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
We appreciate the text. We always enjoy it when you text our show, no matter what we're talking about. If there's something that you want to send us, please do. And if we think it adds to our show, and we will read it. Keep it short, and please do not text while you're driving. It's incredible that Tom Brady won his 7th Super Bowl yesterday, and he's got more championships now than any NFL organization. He's got more championships than Michael Jordan, and he's still going. And we're going to have to play him twice next year in the regular season, and we could do the same thing we did to him next year that we did this year, whoop him twice during the regular season. But then in the playoffs, there he is, Tom Brady.
I want to ask you this, John. Now that Tom Brady and the Buccaneers have won this Super Bowl, do you think Tom Brady gave his teammates permission to cry now?
Maybe now they can cry.
Now, because I remember last when they won the champion, when they won the division, it was like, hey, stop all them tears. What you crying for?
Yeah, we mentioned that the other day on the show when they won the NFC Championship in Green Bay a couple of weekends ago. One of his teammates was crying. He was so happy to get to the Super Bowl. Brady yelled at him. he scolded him. Hey, it's not time to cry yet. You got one more game to win before you cry. So, boy, oh boy, isn't that something. More on that coming up. We got a bunch we got to get to this morning on the show. And you can still keep texting us how you feel about LaTaxta shutting down the city for Mardi Gras. I just feel so bad for so many of the business owners that were at least looking to try to make a little bit. Now they can't make anything. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So yesterday, not only did the Super Bowl game stink, Tampa Bay blowing out Kansas City, but the halftime show, that stunk too. We had karaoke at best the weekend. I guess rock will always take a back seat to pop, and that kind of stinks. But how cool would it have been to see AC/DC play live? They got a new album out. They would have come out and played a couple of their classics. Wouldn't that have been awesome? At least the halftime show could have been entertaining, right? They're on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And yeah, Tom Brady wins his 7th Super Bowl yesterday. Tampa Bay wins their 2nd as an organization. And the game stunk. We expected more out of the Kansas City Chiefs. But Tampa Bay, between Tom Brady and their defense, you know, their defense is the reason why they won the Super Bowl. They completely shut down Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs offense. Kansas City couldn't score one touchdown. They couldn't get in the end zone once. And I don't know if you noticed towards the end of the game, I mean, the game was already over, but some guy ran onto the field. And it looked like he was wearing a woman's one-piece bathing suit. The radio guy who called the game nationally, his name's Kevin Harland, he said, there's a man with a bra running on the field. That started trending on social media.
No, that's one of those sling kinis. I don't know if you're familiar with the guy Borat, played by Sacha Baron Cohen. You know that little one, that little slingshot thing that Sacha Baron Cohen wears? That's what this guy had on.
Was pink.
Yes, a pink slinkini.
Now, we don't know exactly who that guy is, but he had the new porn website on his chest. The new porn website of a YouTube star who's gotten in all kinds of trouble in the past. As a matter of fact, after the man ran on the field, and the television cameras never show someone who runs on the field because they don't want to give somebody else sitting at home watching it any ideas saying, hey, I could get on TV that way. So the television cameras on CBS never showed the person running on the field.
But social media to the rescue.
Yeah, but the person had the new pornography website of a YouTube star on his chest. And as soon as that person ran onto the field, that YouTube star tweeted, we bleeping did it. So he was happy about that. The YouTube star, his name is Vitaly Zodravesteski. And he's been in trouble before. He has run onto the field during World Series games and World Cup soccer games before, and he's had several run-ins in the law, with the law. Back in April, he was charged with felony aggravated battery after jumping out of his car and tackling a woman to the ground. I guess he did that for his YouTube channel. Last January, he spent 5 days in an Egyptian prison after he was caught climbing Egypt's iconic pyramids. He was also arrested in 2016 for climbing up the letter D on the Hollywood sign up there in California.
So he was climbing on top of the D?
Yeah.
Oh, makes sense.
He has more than 10 million subscribers on YouTube. So he's saying that he set that up yesterday for the guy in that pink onesie to run out onto the field during the Super Bowl. And again, he had the name of his new porn website on his chest.
David wants to know, how come they didn't want to show that guy wearing the pink onesie, but the dancers at the halftime show could walk around with jock straps on their heads?
Yeah, that was part of the weekend's halftime show. And if you're just joining us, we talked about that earlier. That wasn't very impressive. Again, karaoke at best, lip-syncing at worst, to have pre-recorded music to come out and do that.
And the Tidy Whities on top of the heads.
Yeah, and there was that part in the halftime show where a bunch of people with they had their faces covered up, and I wasn't a fan. I mentioned it would have been much more fun to see a rock band playing some live rock songs. I don't know if we're ever gonna see that at halftime of the Super Bowl. Rock seems to take a backseat to pop, but I never thought you'd hear anybody say, after watching the halftime show at a Super Bowl yesterday, I miss Maroon 5. If that would happen. But anyways, that was that. We expected a better game. We were hoping for a better halftime show. But yesterday, the only winners were the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and their fans, because pretty much most other people who watched the Super Bowl got a crappy game. Kansas City was totally outplayed, outcoached at every level. And I'll tell you, the defensive coordinator of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Todd Bowles is his name, the former head coach of the New York Jets, he failed there like pretty much every other coach in New York Jets history, except for one, has failed. But he did a great job with that defense for Tampa Bay yesterday. They were the reason, them and Tom Brady, were the reason why the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl. And, boy, Tom Brady, that's his seventh Super Bowl win. And you look at next year, who's going to stop him next year? I mean, look around. I thought Kansas City would give him a better game. They didn't even give him a game. Wasn't even an entertaining game.
So you think it's going to be a repeat next year? Mahomes and Brady back in it?
It could be. And if that's the case, I hope Mahomes and the Kansas City coaching staff could do a better job for the country. Did you see Mahomes' girlfriend who's pregnant with his child? She fired off a few tweets. She did not look good yesterday with those tweets. She was complaining about the refs. Then she was complaining about other things. When things weren't going her way, or her boyfriend's, or her fiance's way, she went on to Twitter and let people know.
That's a good thing she's passionate about the game, because I would, you know, if I was in her position, I'd be like, well, the check still clears.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. you really do. When you've got a lot of people watching you like that, mm-hmm. you don't wanna make yourself look bad if things aren't going your way. No, your guy's team got outplayed, got outcoached. And Mahomes' girlfriend, Brittany Murphy is her name. And
she's a babe.
Didn't work out. So, all right. Coming up, more on the shutdown here in New Orleans for Mardi Gras. There's a lot of people upset about that, but there's a bunch of people that said the tax cheat of a mayor had no choice. Had to shut down Bourbon Street for Mardi Gras Day. I just feel so bad for not only the businesses, but everybody that works in the businesses that have had it so rough for the last 11 months. Now they were hoping to make a few bucks for Mardi Gras, but no, everything is shut down because don't want any super spreader events when it comes to the coronavirus. More on that. We've got other things we got to do. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, urged Americans not to eat chicken wings during the Super Bowl. I listened. I complied. I had about a half a dozen thighs and a breast, but I didn't have any wings. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
Chicken!
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning, it's the John Osterlund Morning Show. New Orleans morning radio show. So with Mardi Gras being canceled this year, it made people think about the last time Mardi Gras was canceled. It was 1979. Not that good in math. 42 years ago. But in 1979, Mardi Gras wasn't canceled by the government like it was this year. Mardi Gras was canceled by the crew captains. Why? Because the New Orleans police went on strike. 2 years earlier, in 1977, the first black mayor was elected here in New Orleans, Ernest Dutch Morial. Now he's mostly known for that convention center. Dutch Morial was elected mayor in 1977, and evidently the majority, if not all, of the New Orleans police force back then were white, all of the cops. And there are a lot of people who say that that was a problem. There are people on the other side of the argument who say Dutch Moriel was an anti-police mayor. And they couldn't get a deal worked out. They couldn't agree on things. And so the New Orleans police went on strike right before Mardi Gras. And realizing there was going to be no New Orleans police officers, even though there were some Louisiana State Police troopers who came down to work, and I believe some of the National Guard showed up. Without the New Orleans police officers, the crew captains got together and said, we're not parading this year. We're not going to roll our parades with no New Orleans police officers. Yet, Bourbon Street was mobbed. That's the biggest difference.
Yeah!
Between this year, what's going on, well, with a pandemic, and it was different in 1979. You know, and before 1979, Mardi Gras had been canceled 13 times in history, mostly because of wars. There was contagions as well. So this isn't the first time a pandemic, a virus, has canceled Mardi Gras. So before 1979, 13 times Mardi Gras was canceled in its history. But 1979 was the last time, and it was because the New Orleans police went on strike. They weren't getting along with the mayor. They couldn't get a deal done. They wanted more pay, whatever the case may be. And it was the crew captains that said, we're not rolling.
But can you really cancel Mardi Gras? Isn't it more of a spirit of celebration? Even with everything going on this year when it comes to Fat Tuesday, I still believe that somehow, some way, somewhere, there will be people celebrating the spirit of Mardi Gras. It may not be traditionally how I would prefer it, but trust me, on Fat Tuesday, there will be bees thrown somewhere. It may not be in a parade route. It might just be out of somebody's balcony at their house on the second floor of their apartment complex thrown to the parking lot. There's going to be some bees throwing, some beers drinking, and some boobs flashing come Fat Tuesday, one way, shape, or form. You can't just cancel the celebration and the spirit and the culture of Mardi Gras by shutting down businesses and streets and locations.
Well, yeah, people in their homes, Coleman, people that enjoy Mardi Gras, people that enjoy celebrating Mardi Gras, they're going to celebrate Mardi Gras.
Hell yes. I'm sure they're
going to dress in some costumes. I'm sure you're going to be some boobage.
Hell yes, it will.
I'm sure there's people are going to, a lot of people are going to be drinking, getting
hell
drunk.
Yes, I will.
That's what people do on Mardi Gras. They're just not going to do it on Bourbon Street.
Right.
They're not going to do it on Frenchman Street. They're not going to do it underneath the Claiborne Avenue overpass. They're not going to do it, a lot of people, where they normally do it. They're just going to do it. I'm sure in the suburbs of New Orleans, the people that enjoy celebrating Mardi Gras, they're still going to get bleep-faced. They're still going to have a real good time.
You know... all last year, during 2020, I was trying my best to find excuses to avoid Zoom meetings. But I think this year I'm actually going to start a Zoom lobby for people who want to celebrate Mardi Gras and flash me their boobs via Zoom. I'll come up with a lobby, say, hey, look, I have virtual bees to throw you. And, you know, women and I guess some men with man boobs that they want to get into the spirit too can go into the Zoom lobby and they can all flash each other in a Zoom room. That way we can virtually celebrate Mardi Gras.
Yeah, and you still get your boobs.
Yeah. I'll probably eBay them or Amazon them or do something with the beads and, you know, give them virtual beads, some kind of way, shape, or form. We'll figure it out. I'm not losing hope on this one.
In 1979, the last time Mardi Gras was canceled here in New Orleans, parades rolled in other places. Parades rolled on Veterans Boulevard in Metairie.
Jefferson Parish, somebody just texted that. Parades moved to Metairie in 79. Somebody just texted that as you were saying it.
Yeah. But again, it was a different reason why Mardi Gras was canceled in 1979. I mean, we can't have parades on Veterans in Metairie because of the damn coronavirus. So let's see. That would be 14. So this is the 15th time in history that Mardi Gras is not happening. And it stinks. And hopefully next year, we'll be able to have it. Hopefully, by the time this summer rolls around, the middle of the summer, the end of the summer, most of the Americans will be vaccinated. They're telling us that's the only thing that's going to stop this from spreading. People getting vaccination shots is the only thing they're telling us that's going to get us back to normal.
Well, real quick, well, they can knock out two birds with one stone. If they expect this mass crowd to show up on Bourbon Street and they're going to have these checkpoints, just have the vaccine ready at the checkpoints. You know, you go on Bourbon Street and they got somebody on the corner say, hey, look, if you're going to go on Bourbon Street, put this needle in you right quick, give you a vaccination, and then go enjoy yourself. They can knock out two birds with one stone in one day.
So they should have had the cops and health officials
right
doing the checkpoints this year on Bourbon Street, on Frenchman Street. Yeah, you want to come here? Come on, just roll up your sleeve.
Right, exactly. You get vaccinated, then go enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it would have been getting people vaccinated a lot quicker than that's happening right now. So, 1979, the last time Mardi Gras was canceled. And hopefully we can go another 42 years at least after this before it gets canceled again here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And the Saints could be facing a third breach of the coronavirus rules. The Saints have already gotten in trouble twice this season. They've already been twice hit with significant discipline for COVID-19 violations. If you remember, the first time it happened this year was after week two, when the NFL fined the Saints $250,000.
Cha-ching.
And they fined head coach Sean Payton $100,000 personally after Payton was repeatedly seen without a face covering on the sidelines during the game. That was after week two. Then the second offense happened in November. In that case, you may remember, Sean Payton and the Saints players were seen on video dancing without masks in their locker room following their week 9 win over Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For that violation, the Saints were fined $500,000, another $500,000, and they lost a draft pick The NFL took their seventh round draft pick this coming year away from them. Well, now they are looking at a third fine, a third violation of the NFL's coronavirus safety precautions. They ran afoul, the Saints did, of the league's rules. And this upcoming penalty, if it does happen, could be even bigger than the $500,000 that we saw the last time. This time, the league is looking at violation concerns from running back Alvin Kamara, who was placed on the coronavirus list ahead of the Week 17 regular season game after testing positive for coronavirus. You remember that? Remember that game? It was not just Kamara, but it was Latavius Murray. And it was they had to call up the running back, Montgomery, from the practice squad. Alvin Kamara's infection reportedly came after an interaction at the Saints facility in Metairie with a person who was not employed by the team, who ended up testing positive for coronavirus as well. That violation was reportedly captured on surveillance video that has since been obtained by the NFL. According to Jeff Duncan, he used to write for the Times-Picayune, now he writes for The Athletic, Duncan says the Saints don't believe the interaction is what caused Kamara to contact the virus, but the mere presence of the person was a direct violation of the NFL's rules for who is allowed to be around the team facilities. So just because that person who didn't work for the Saints was hanging around the Saints practice facility in Metairie, Coleman, and that person ended up getting coronavirus, and Alvin Kamara was seen up close talking to that person, they think that's what might get the Saints whacked again. Now, another reported issue came from Alvin Kamara himself, as Kamara reportedly refused to wear the NFL's mandated contact tracing device all season. That made contact tracing with Alvin Kamara difficult after he tested positive, and the end result was every running back on the Saints active roster ending up being put on the coronavirus list for that game we mentioned earlier.
So you mean to tell me this entire time players have to wear a contact tracing device on them at all times? That's news to me. I didn't hear about any of that during the regular season.
Well, after he tested positive, he was supposed to wear the tracing device.
It sounded like you meant, like, just in general, all the players had to wear a contact tracing device.
Huh. So we're going to find out soon if the Saints are going to be hit again for the third time this year for breaking the NFL's coronavirus protocol, and this one could be the biggest one yet. You know, it's amazing if you think about it that the NFL played their entire season this year.
Is it though?
It really is, Coleman. You look at, if you go back to when the NFL started their season, and if you listen to any of the talking heads on ESPN or pretty much every one of those guys, every one of those people said that, yeah, they're going to start the NFL season, but at some point, games are going to be canceled. Things are going to happen, and there's going to be problems. That didn't happen.
But there were some games postponed.
There were a couple of games postponed. There were a few games postponed. And I know the Pittsburgh Steelers lost their bye week. But other than that, they played all the games.
Right. And here's why I wasn't worried. These are premier athletes. These aren't schlubs. These aren't people who are at risk. These aren't people who are elderly. These aren't people that are obese. These are people who eat right. during their training season. These are people who work out. These are trained athletes, and some of them are young, in their 20s, 30s, other than Grandfather Brady. But most of these kids are young. They're healthy. They're in shape. If anybody is they probably can play. And it's I guarantee you 11 of these guys can play with the coronavirus and still dominate like nothing's wrong with the virus.
Yeah, but that's not what they were worried about.
Okay.
Because most younger people, NFL players, they're not the ones who were dying because of coronavirus. They were worried about the NFL players getting it and then spreading it to other people. That's what they were worried about. Now, there were a couple of games postponed, but those games were played. And then there were a couple of games, like when the Saints played Denver, Denver didn't have a quarterback. They had to go to their practice squad and get a practice squad wide receiver to play quarterback. So the Saints played against Denver this year, and Denver had a guy playing quarterback who had never played quarterback in the NFL before and will never play quarterback in the NFL again.
All right, so
and then there was that one game where the Saints running backs couldn't play, and they had to call up. At least they had a couple of running backs on the practice squad that were able to fill in well.
So the NFL were worried about the players who, of course, can get over the virus in a matter of hours, days, whatever. But they were worried about them spreading it to people that are vulnerable. But then you hear the story about the oldest groundkeeper in NFL history is going to ground keeps for the Super Bowl this Sunday at Tampa Bay. Well, clearly he's at risk if he's the oldest groundkeeper in Super Bowl history. So why have that guy, why put him at jeopardy just to, put him out there if you're afraid that this virus can be contracted?
Well, we talked about him last week.
Right.
I think he's done all the Super Bowls, either 50 or all 55 of the Super Bowls, the same groundskeeper.
Exactly.
And he's still running around out there.
Exactly. So if they really were concerned about it, they would have told him to sit this one out. You're elderly. You're at risk. We don't want you to contract COVID.
Well, we're going to have to wait and see if the NFL whacks the Saints a third time this year for breaking coronavirus protocol. And I just read where if Drew Brees retired last year, the Saints were at the top of Tom Brady's list of teams to go to. Now I lived and worked in Boston, in Massachusetts. I went to college there I was up there for half my life. And so yesterday and last night, I was chatting and texting with a few friends from up there. And there are a lot of people up there who love the Patriots who hate Tom Brady for leaving. And they're like, bleep you, Brady. How dare you? How dare you leave us? But if you look at Tom Brady and you look at the decision he made, he obviously didn't want to go back and play another year in New England with Bill Belichick. He didn't want to. And if you look at the wide receivers that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have compared to the wide receivers that the New England Patriots have, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had at least three wide receivers who were all better, much better, than any one wide receiver that the New England Patriots had going into this year. So Tom Brady made a decision. He obviously made the right decision. And I just wonder if Brees retired after last year, if Brady would have ended up here. I don't know if the Saints would have been able to pull that off with their salary cap situation. I'm still not sure. But I know for a fact that he would have loved to play for Sean Payton and the New Orleans Saints offense this year. But he ended up going to Tampa Bay. And looking back, he's seventh Super Bowl.
Wow,
he's won 7 out of the 10 Super Bowls he's gone to. Again, I can't imagine any other NFL quarterback doing that. And Brady is still doing it. Even if you don't like him, there's a lot of haters out there. You have to respect what he has accomplished. We're never going to see this again. He's got more championships than Michael Jordan.
So why do you think Brady tried so hard to stop Garoppolo from coming to New England at a time when he could have got him? Am I thinking about the right guy at
time? No, slow down.
All right.
Brady's the one that went over Bill Belichick's head to the owner, Robert Kraft, saying you have to trade Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right. But if he didn't want to quarterback for New England anymore, why did he go to lengths to stop them from getting Garoppolo?
No, he wasn't looking that far in advance. And so and he's going to come back and play for Tampa next year. Boy, oh boy. Hey, coming up on our show, I got the dumbest thing that I read all morning. And this woman who went viral on social media for doing something so stupid. At least for some people, at least being known for being incredibly stupid makes them feel good, at least because they got a lot of reaction. We'll tell you what this person did coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. 99 years ago today, today, in 1922, President Warren G. Harding had a radio installed in the White House. The first time a radio was ever installed in the White House was 99 years ago today. Later that day, he was the seventh caller at the local radio station, and he won tickets to go see Madonna in concert. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And it's about that time where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Louisiana woman goes viral on video because she had to seek medical attention after using Gorilla glue in her hair instead of hairspray. You know, there are some people that they'll do anything to make a video that will go viral, that'll get a lot of attention. There are some people that'll do anything. This woman now has the nickname hashtag Gorilla Glue Girl because she had to seek medical attention for using Gorilla Glue in her hair instead of hairspray. In an attempt to remove the glue from her hair, she washed her hair 15 times. She also saturated her hair in coconut oil to try to loosen it up, but said it did not work and she had to go seek medical attention. And she's from Violet, Louisiana. She has a viral Instagram video. Her name is Tessica. And she says now her hair has been in the exact same braided ponytail for about a month because she used Gorilla Glue in her hair instead of actual hairspray.
I know you're not familiar with this, but it's an understandable mistake. There's this hair product called Gorilla Snot. That's what it's called. And it's a spray bottle that women use to keep their hair in place. So she probably thought Gorilla Glue was this product called Gorilla Snot, and she grabbed the wrong bottle and got confused.
Okay, so she made a mistake.
She
didn't say, let me just put this Gorilla Glue in my hair and then see what happens, and I'll make a video of it.
No, she was trying to do her hair using a product she thought was Gorilla Snot, and it ended up being Gorilla Glue.
So 2 days ago, Coleman, on Saturday, Tessica posted to her Instagram page that she was going to seek help at St. Bernard Parish Hospital's emergency room after posting in the comments that her head was beginning to hurt. So she had to go to St. Bernard Parish Hospital in the emergency room.
Really?
Because she put Gorilla Glue in her hair.
You would think that she could just go to a barber and just get it cut off, but I guess that wasn't as simple as that.
Well, they would probably have to cut off much of her hair. I mean, you know what a pain it is if you get like gum in your hair or something. I mean, you put a bunch of Gorilla Glue in your hair, you're probably going to have to shave your entire head or most of it.
True, but it grows back, doesn't it? I'm more impressed that there's a product out there that she thought she bought called Gorilla Snot. And they had a meeting, whoever came up with this product, Gorilla Snot, they was thinking about a name for this product, and they went with Gorilla Snot. And people actually go out there and buy bottles of something called Gorilla Snot to put inside of their hair. And she got confused because she was intending to get the Gorilla Snot, but ended up getting the Gorilla Glue. So keep that in mind, that there's a hair product out there called Gorilla Snot that people want to buy.
Well, this local woman named Tessica is now famous on Instagram. And what's she famous for? Putting a bunch of Gorilla Glue in her hair. And it's bothering her so much, she had to go to the emergency room at St. Bernard Hospital. That's incredible. And in another update, her Instagram followers saw another person helping her remove the glue with sterile water and nail polish remover pads that she received from the hospital.
Mm.
So she had all this glue in her hair, and she's in the emergency room at St. Bernard Hospital, St. Bernard Parish, and the people at St. Bernard Hospital gave her nail polish remover pads to use to get the Gorilla Glue out of her hair?
I guess that does something to the adhesiveness of the glue. I'm not really sure. I'm not a hair product specialist.
So people set up a GoFundMe account for her, Coleman. And we've talked about GoFundMe accounts on the show. There's already almost $1,600 in the GoFundMe account.
Hmm. To help her get the glue out of her hair, or to help her get a new head of hair after she cuts her hair off?
Well, if she's going to have to shave her head to get all that glue out of her hair, at least that almost $1,600 by a few nice pieces of hair, a few nice weaves, what is she going to use? And so, anyways, the local woman who became huge on Instagram after being deemed hashtag Gorilla Glue Girl because she used a bunch of Gorilla Glue in her hair and it didn't come out, and she's worn the same ponytail for a month. Nothing has changed.
But how does the ponytail look at least? I mean, does it at least look good?
It just looks like a ponytail, but you can't really... It's loaded with Gorilla Glue. Anyway, she went viral. No, there's a GoFundMe set up. She's making money for doing this. It's something what makes some people famous. That's the dumbest thing that I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Remember last week how they had a massive snowstorm up in the Northeast? A couple of feet of snow in a bunch of places. I read where a 75-year-old homeless woman was rescued after snow trapped her in her van for 5 days. 5 days in Newark, New Jersey. She survived 5 days in her van, trapped in her van. And her name's Janet Ward. She's 75. She says a snowplow blocked her in a parking spot in Newark. She lives in that van, and she wasn't able to be rescued for 5 days. Well, I'm glad they rescued her. I'm glad she's all right. And hopefully, this poor 75-year-old woman who already lives in Newark, New Jersey, if things weren't bad enough, hopefully she can get some place to live out of this.
Yeah, start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, maybe that'll go viral. Like Gorilla Glue Girl here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.